Last year, a team that included scientists, business owners, environmentalists, and native leaders in Alaska released a report outlining action the state can take to begin adapting to climate change. What has the state government done with the report since then? Nothing, according to Terry Chapin, a University of Alaska Fairbanks ecology professor. Today, Chapin summarized those recommendations during a live internet presentation for the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy. One idea he is particularly excited about is a knowledge network that would allow for dialogue between the people who have information and people who need it.
In the past, one of the ways in which these things have tended to be done is that the research community comes up with information that they think is useful, and then they just make it available. They put out a report, or we put out publications, and then it's the user's problem to figure out whether any of that information is useful or not. And it, more often than not, it comes across in ways that are not as useful as it could be. And so if there's a dialogue that could be established that would allow users to say, okay, here's our problem. This is the information we need to solve our problem. And then if the research community can tailor their research results to relate to those problems, it's much more likely that it'll be effective.
Were there any things that you found in the work that you were doing in the areas that you were focused on, the natural sciences, that were very surprising or particularly alarming or different than what you'd expected?
Well, some of the things that I found surprising were things that scientists have been talking about for a long time, but it didn't come home to me personally. For example, 40 years from now, in 2050, the projected temperatures for Fairbanks are similar to what they are in Saskatoon. So here we are in a boreal climate with a boreal forest, and in a very short period of time, we're going to be likely to be facing temperatures that are typical of a prairie. And what does a forest do when it's living in a prairie climate? That sort of brings home to me the magnitude of changes that are likely to occur.
And so what happens now? You've come up with this body of work. How optimistic are you that these will be implemented and carried forward?
I'm optimistic that this information will be really useful. For one thing, it was an incredibly good group of people that the state of Alaska brought together to talk about these things. So I think it resulted in a much more focused understanding for all of those people that were involved in the process of developing these recommendations of what really needs to be done. So there's a much more of a consensus of what needs to be done. And so I think people are individually going to work towards making those things happen, regardless of how it plays out in terms of implementation by the state of Alaska. What I don't know at this point is to what extent the state is going to take an active role in planning for adapting to the future. I guess my concern is that climate change has become a political issue rather than a scientific issue.
It seems that there's a sense of urgency about addressing some of the changes that are taking place. And yet we can't get climate change legislation advancing, and things sort of languish when it comes to these discussions, as you said, because it becomes political. What can happen, or what needs to happen from your perspective as a scientist to get this thing going forward? And if it doesn't, what do you think we're facing in 10 years?
Well, one thing that I think that I've learned is that I think it's really important to think about the opportunities that we face in a changing climate rather than to focus on the bad things that are going to happen. Because when you talk about the bad things, everybody tends to want to withdraw from those issues and bury their heads in the sand. But there's tremendous opportunities to make the choices about what we want to do in the future. And so I think the scientific community can do a much better job of presenting information in such a way that it's clear what choices we have available to us. Another thing that's come out of become apparent to me in looking at the climate change efforts is that the most effective progress has been made at the local level, and communities have really taken action and done things. And only when the communities have stepped up, then the states begin to take action.
Terry Chapin is an ecologist at UAF's Institute of Arctic Biology.